Warren, you've been doing some research over the last few years in terms of water quality and the use of coke. What exactly are you doing?
Syncrude, as part of our upgrading process, produces large quantities of petroleum coke, and we've been looking at using this material to treat our process water to speed up our reclamation.
And how did you notice that this actually would be something that you should investigate?
Coke is essentially a form of carbon, so we actually went into the field and we got some samples of the coke and we mixed it with the water just to investigate if there was a possibility that this material would work like activated carbon, and sure enough it did. And so we've been looking over the years at how well it works and how much we have to use, and we've also been looking at how we could use this in a commercial application. So this is the nature of the research we've been looking at.
So how far along are you in terms of the work that you're doing?
Typically, our process for doing R&D work is we will start off, it's a concept, and you'll investigate that concept by looking into the scientific literature, talking with your colleagues, and if that looks viable, then you'll go into the laboratory and do experiments to confirm what you may believe to be true. And if that looks good, then you take it into a field and you do a pilot. And so about 2 years ago, we finished a small-scale field pilot with this project, and it actually worked very well. And now we're in the process of actually taking this to the next level, which is a much larger pilot than what we did.
Now, when I spoke with you when you were first starting on this, you described it as being like a giant Brita filter.
That's essentially what it is. How we can use this to treat water is it's basically a filtration process like sand filters used in conventional water treatment, except what we're doing is we're actually filtering the water through, instead of silica sand, it's sand that's actually made out of carbon particles. By using that type of an application, it's looking like it's a very effective way at treating processed water to detoxify the water so it'll support aquatic life, and then that will have application in various terrestrial and aquatic reclamation activities in the future.
So if the coke is filtering out the toxins, then what do you do with the coke afterwards?
Well, it doesn't actually affect the coke, because the chemicals in the water, the naphthenic acids, which create the toxicity, actually originate from the bitumen. So they end up being left back on the surface of the coke. But the coke can still be used, and right now Syncrude stores that material in our landscape as a potential energy source in the future. That's one of the rules that we have to follow on doing that. But there's also other applications we can use it, like potentially for capping on some of our reclaimed landscapes, or maybe even selling it to other people for energy sources or whatever they may use it. So it doesn't actually affect the quality of the coke. What we're really doing is we're just using it to treat the water. And that's what we're actually focusing on is actually the water that comes out of it.
So the project or the pilot that you're going to be doing now, what's happening with that? How is that set up?
Well, right now we're in basic engineering. So right now we're at a point where we're deciding where on our site we can put this. It's actually a fairly large pilot. It could be about a kilometer long cell. So we do need a significant amount of real estate. So we're at the basic engineering stage, figuring out where it's going to be, and doing the preliminary costing, sizing, and getting all the project management activities in place.
So if this test site is a kilometer long, if you get to the point where you actually are going to include this in your regular business, how large might those cells be?
That really depends how we use it in a commercial application. Like what we could do, and it's all potential, we could just go into a mined out pit and do it in there, which in case we wouldn't have to do any extra dike construction. But for a pilot activity, we've decided it will be an out of pit, which will require us to construct these dikes to do this. So again, in the future though, how we use it commercially, there's all kinds of different opportunities that we'll have to look at.
In doing this larger pilot, do you see that there are any obstacles or challenges that you're still trying to work out?
Well, probably the obvious one is finding the real estate. So what we want to do, it is going to be a much larger, so, you know, we are tight for real estate, so we have to find a location where we can place this pilot in a manner so it doesn't interfere with our existing operation. So that's probably the biggest challenge, and then making sure that the results we do get are consistent with what we've seen in the past.
So would you say it's been a success, the work you've done up to this point?
Oh, absolutely. The 2012 field pilot that we did actually confirmed the results that we saw in the lab. The results were actually better. We actually got better performance as we scaled up. So one of the things we'll think, the bigger we make this, usually when you scale things up, there's issues with that, but the evidence we got to date suggests as we scale up, the treatment performance actually gets better.
So in terms of the water that's coming through the filter with the toxins removed, how can you use that water afterward?
This is a way to speed up our site reclamation activities. So one of the things that we're going to have to do, what Syncrude is doing, is we are implementing terrestrial and aquatic reclamation. And to do that, you have to be able to detoxify the water so that it'll be able to support aquatic life. And really, that's what this technology does, is it takes those constituents that are in the water and removes them to concentration so that it's not adverse to aquatic life.
So assuming that this next pilot is a success, how much further down the road will it be before this actually becomes business as usual, being incorporated into what you're doing on the site?
That will depend on senior management, of course. What we try to do here at Research is we try to develop technology and tools so our management can run this business in the best manner possible. And one of the core things we're doing at Syncrude Research here is trying to develop technologies to improve the industry's Syncrude's environmental performance.
Thank you very much, Warren.